Jasmine Sweeney's office. May I help you?
Yes, my name is Charles Blake. I brought a letter down to the Hudson office, and they said they sent it up to your office about the sanitation, transportation, food laws. And I've been writing letters since 2000, but now since 9/11, I think it's pretty serious. I mean, if the companies within the United States are poisoning our food supply, and it's been documented by Congress, what's stopping the terrorists from doing it? And it's a very simple thing that I want done. I mean, all I'm asking Mr. Sweeney to do is put a letter F on the inspection stickers of the trucks and trailers that haul our food product, so we can uphold Section 5706 of the Sanitation Transportation Food Laws,
okay,
which calls for a designated fleet to haul our food products. That way, we'll know if there's chemicals in the trailer prior to a load of food. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
I was a trucker for 17 years. In 1992, I was poisoned while unloading food product at a food warehouse, so I know this happens. The company I worked for used to haul asbestos one way and food product the other. So I know that happens. I put up a website, which is on the letter. The letter is dated August 26th. If you want, you can go to my webpage and you can see the letter.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told I've had 7 strokes and 3 simulated heart attacks from this poisoning.
Okay.
And come to find out, I was poisoned by the food product.
What is your website, sir?
My website, http://www.comfort, C-O-M-F-O-R-T,
mm-hmm,
N, just the letter N, color, C-O-L-O-R, .com,
mm-hmm,
/ capital H, capital T, capital
H, capital H, capital T,
capital M, capital L, / capital P, O-I-S-O-N-I-N-G, capital P-A-G-E,
wait a minute, capital
capital P, small A-G-E, and it's capital P, small O-I-N. It spells poisoning page.
Right.
.html. And...
where do you live, sir?
I live in Cairo, New York.
Okay.
I also proved that the company I was leased to embezzled my workman's compensation. And the state of Pennsylvania don't want to hear it, because that's where the headquarters of the company was. They don't want to pay a New Yorker workman's compensation. I went through a trial and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a joke. And the company that was loading their food product, which poisoned me, the Styrofoam food trays, into our trailers after hauling asbestos was W.R. Grace, who's poisoned the people of Libby, Montana with asbestos poisoning. And they were loading our trailers at the same time that they were poisoning people,
okay,
with the asbestos. And then they turn around and say, well, the states don't know the laws, the asbestos laws. Evidently, they didn't know them either, because the laws have been in effect since 1990.
Did you ever receive a response from the congressman's officer?
Only once. And that's on my website, too. And
okay,
he would not admit getting the letter from me. He got it through congressional courtesy. I have written him many letters, and all the letters are on my website. I've written Mr. Schumer, and I've written Mrs. Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only got a response from Mrs. Clinton, which was a blow off too. But since 9/11, I mean, you people better take this serious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, This is serious. I mean, in most of the food, I mean, the EPA is telling us we can't haul this stuff together in the same trailer as we haul our food.
Mm-hmm.
The FDA is letting companies flavor our ice cream, candy, baked goods, and everything with styrene, a chemical styrene.
Mm-hmm.
And the styrofoam food trays emit styrene and benzene into our food. Styrene and benzene, according to the EPA, causes leukemia. Mm-hmm. And here the kids are, I mean, everything that this is, it's all pointed at our children. It's just like the tobacco smoke. I mean, it's got styrene and formaldehyde. I suffer from styrene poisoning, which comes directly from unloading styrofoam food trays at food warehouses in asbestos trailers, which are sealed trailers. They do not get any ventilation.
Uh-huh.
And that's how come I'm so bad. And, we used to haul sugar. We used to haul... The company I worked for made driveway sealer and roof coatings.
Uh-huh.
Which have asbestos, which have coal tar, which have tons of other chemicals.
Uh-huh.
And this stuff used to spill on the floor, and W.R. Grace used to just load their styrofoam food trays packaged in perforated plastic bags from the floor to the ceiling. So these food trays were touching the floor. They're touching the walls. And here we're hauling asbestos and everything else in these trailers. You know? This is serious. And
okay.
It took my doctor since 1992 to 2000 before they figured out what was wrong with me. It took them 8 years. All the medical tests and everything else, because you can't styrene and formaldehyde,
uh-huh.
You cannot detect it after 24 hours in your body.
Uh-huh.
It goes into the fatty tissue. Yeah.
Wow.
And, like I said, I had seven migraine-induced strokes is what they call them. Hmm. And I've had three simulated heart attacks, which come directly from the formaldehyde poisoning. What it does is it gets into your fatty tissues and it causes muscle spasms. Well,
oh dear.
I was physical. I was weightlifting and things, and my chest muscles were so big that when they spasmed, they wrapped around my heart,
right.
Giving me the T. It shut my heart off, giving me the T waves of a heart attack. That's why they call it a simulated heart attack. Like I said, this is very serious. And since 2000, I have graduated from Columbia Green Community College with my webmaster's certificate. I've got three classes to get my associate's in science. And I'm going on from there. I'm very involved in the community. I was student aide for the science department. I work with the kids, and some of the instructors have me doing the toxic speeches at the different classes because of...
Sir, what is your mailing address?
P.O. Box 1237,
okay.
Cairo, New York,
okay.
12413.
Okay. What is your phone number, please, sir?
518-622-2097. I've asked, in my last letter, I asked to meet with Mr. Sweeney or one of his representatives to discuss this in detail.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of, I mean, I can't write a full, I mean, if I wrote a letter about, I'd be writing a book. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And,
let me look into this for you, sir.
All right.
Okay?
And this is important. I mean, we just got, I mean, they, what was it, last Friday, they went out with truckers against terrorism. I mean, and yet the truckers are being poisoned because of the internal terrorism,
mm-hmm.
You know, and this is something that needs to be addressed. I mean, and like I said, 1990 they passed the laws, and 1994 Congress rewrote the laws. You'll find all this in my website is
right.
Huge. There's a law section. My petition page is not working as of yet, but will be soon.
Okay.
This is a page in project, progress. And it's not online yet. Well, it's online as far as you can see it, but I haven't loaded it into the web system yet.
Okay. Let me check on this.
All right.
All righty?
Yep.
Thank you for calling us, sir.
And your name is?
Patty.
Patty?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.